From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. We're happy that you've decided to join us today. In a few moments, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In these recent weeks, Dr. Cairns has been studying the life and earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. This week's message has been taken from the concluding verses of Matthew chapter 14. The picture of Christ revealed in these few verses shows us that the Lord Jesus turns away none who come to Him for healing. While He may not always choose to heal the body, He will always heal the soul who earnestly calls upon Him for salvation. At the touch of faith, He releases the fullness of His saving power. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in a few minutes. October is Reformation Month for Protestant churches, and our hot topics have been appropriate to that theme. The cry of the Reformers needs to be the cry of Bible-believing churches today. No Pope here. Here is Dr. Cairns.
No Pope here. For years, those words were the defiant cry of the Protestants of Northern Ireland as they rejected attempts to suck them out of the United Kingdom into the Republic of Ireland, where the bishops of the Roman Catholic Church held almost total ultimate power. Nowadays, the bishops in the Irish Republic have lost much of their luster and their chapels are largely forsaken, with hardly any of the nation's young people in attendance. Both the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland are partners in the European Union, the embryonic stage of a European superstate. And in Northern Ireland, most of those who continue to shout the slogan, No Pope Here, are godless, secular, and openly hostile to everything Christian. Yet, in the mouth of a Christian, stripped of all sectarian hatred, No Pope Here is still a noble cry. It's obviously a continued rejection of the pretensions of the Roman pontiff. But it's more. It's a statement of biblical theology that in Scripture there is absolutely no basis at all for the office of the Pope. I will go further. It is impossible to recognize such an office without betraying the very essence of the gospel of Christ. Now let's get some things clear. Rome claims that Peter was the first pope. Peter's never termed pope in the New Testament. Peter never claimed papal authority or primacy, nor did he ever exercise any such authority or primacy. Furthermore, when the Apostolic Church convened a council in Jerusalem, it was not Peter but James who was the chairman. According to Rome, Peter reigned as Bishop of Rome from 42 to 67 AD, when he was martyred in the city. However, there's not the slightest evidence in the New Testament that Peter was ever in Rome. What Rome propounds as fact, namely that Peter was in Rome and that he became the bishop of the church there, is nothing more than legend, which of course should hardly surprise us. We know that Paul wrote an epistle to the church in Rome at a time when, according to the Pope, Peter must have been its bishop. Yet Paul makes no mention of him at all. I would submit that Paul could not have made such an omission had Peter been there. Evidently, Peter was not the bishop of Rome. But even if he had been, he certainly never acted as a pope. The only primacy he had, and it was a considerable honour, was that he was the first to bring the gospel to the Jews, and then he was the first to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. The idea that he was the father, as the word pope means, of the church, or the rock on which it's built, the father of princes and kings, ruler of the world, the vicar of our Savior Jesus Christ, all titles Rome has given to the pope, the idea that he was any of these would be repugnant to Peter. So, of the New Testament, we can confidently say, there is no pope here. In the church that Christ established, we can state with equal certainty, there is no pope here. In fact, I will go so far as to say that where Christ is, there can be no pope. And conversely, where the pope is, there can be no true Christ. From the pernicious pretensions and usurpations of the papacy, God delivered us through the Protestant Reformation. The reformers rightly saw the papacy as Antichrist. Never let us lose that understanding, especially in these days when Protestantism is being betrayed from within by men who are willing to embrace the Pope as the leader of a united church. We must reiterate, no Pope here. Remember, where Christ is, there is no Pope, and where the Pope is, there is no Christ. The choice is clear. Let us be found faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, the emails, the phone calls that we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart with His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the Let the Bible Speak audio magazine. This is in CD or cassette form and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing some of the articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a copy of Let the Bible Speak audio magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Whatever your need this morning, let me tell you, Christ awaits our coming. He gives us every opportunity to bring our needs to Him. And indeed, do you see it in the text? All who are saved to bring others to Him. They not only came themselves, they were scouring the countryside to bring others to the Lord Jesus. Oh, let us seize the opportunity this morning. This opportunity that the Lord gives us. Let us seize it both to bring our own need to Him and to bring others to His feet. You know, the people of Gennesaret recognize this as a return visit. It's been some time since He stood in our midst, but here He is. And when He leaves us this time, He might never return. Men and women, there are some of you who have waited a long time because of your sin and your hardness and your wickedness and your coldness and your detestation of the things of God and your selfishness and your own, whatever it is, the particular sin of your heart. There are people here. God has spoken to your heart this morning in a way that you haven't felt in a long time. Let me tell you, take the opportunity that grace presents. Grasp it with two hands, as these people did. And you'll find, as they did, that Christ rewards such faith. For the last obvious thing that I say as we close this morning is that at the touch of faith, the Lord Jesus releases the fullness of His saving power. Now, understand this, that the virtue and power that the Lord Jesus exercised to heal and to save these people was released purely by grace. These people didn't deserve it. They didn't buy it. They didn't work for it. He came graciously to do this freely for them. He could do as He willed, and He did do as He willed. But it is very significant that He worked only through the touch of faith of those who came to Him. And that faith was remarkable. Read what these people said. Lord, let us but touch the border or the hem of Your garment. What a contrast, say, to Naaman in the Old Testament, who was dying of leprosy. And when he heard of the way of God's grace, he came to the prophet and he went away in a rage when he was told the way of life. Why? He said, I thought He would come out and He would strike His hand upon the leprosy and there would be some great theatrical show. I thought He would put on a performance. Some people like that, you know. Their religion has to be a religion of theatrical performance. But these people were in dead earnest and they were not looking for Christ to do some great circus act. Oh, they were humble before Him and they said, Lord, let us but touch the hem of Your garment. Our faith is not in the theater. Our faith is not in the public pomp and circumstance. Our faith is in the person and the virtue and the value of Jesus and His work. That's where they were. They just desired to touch Him. Is that where you are this morning? I just want to touch Him. I just want contact with Christ. Real contact. I want to get beyond the theory. I want to get beyond the words. I want to get beyond the profession. I want to get beyond the appearance. Oh, I want the reality of contact with Christ. Man, if that's where you are this morning, this is the text for you. as many as touched him. Theirs was the touch of a physical hand. Ours is the touch of the more powerful hand of simple faith. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe in the virtue of thy life and of thine atoning death. I believe in the power of thy mighty resurrection. I take thee as my prophet, my priest, my king, my Lord, my master, my redeemer, my savior, my friend. I take Christ and all that's in him, and as many as touched were made whole. I said the word means saved. Actually, it's an intensive form of the verb that's used here as distinct, say, from Mark. And the word means, yes, to save, but it means to rescue. It means to keep from perishing or to bring safely through. What a beautiful statement. As many as touched him were rescued. As many as touched him were saved from perishing. As many as touched him were brought safely through. Through to where? Ah, let me tell you. He's never going to leave one of his people until he brings them safely through to the Father's house. We're going home to glory. There's no doubt of that. Not all the storms of life can hinder our progress there. Not all the demons of hell can stop our entrance into glory. And on the way, there's victory. There's victory. Because he'll bring us safely through. One very good commentator in the Gospel of Matthew summed this all up. He said the result was measured by their faith. So it ever is. Great faith will achieve great things. It ever has done so, and so it will again. Virtue streams through every avenue of the universe from Christ. Now there's a theological statement well worth pursuing. Virtue streams through every avenue of the universe from Christ. The touch of faith will bring it to ourselves. One day in the court of Tsar Alexander of Russia, a Russian countess stood before him, and she said this: Sire, if you come to God as the Tsar of all the Russians, you'll get nothing. But if you come to him as an undeserving sinner, trusting the Savior who died for you, you will get all the blessings of the gospel. She was right. All the blessings of the gospel. That's what I'm talking about today. All the blessings of the gospel. Do you remember Ephesians 1:3? He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Does that cover your need this morning? Does that address your situation today? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Man, that covers your need and it covers my need. There is a tide of virtue flowing from Christ, but it reaches you by the touch of faith. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Never without it. I trust this morning that here in our little Gennesaret, whatever your need, you'll address it to the Savior. He's here. He's able. He's willing. Reach out in the response of believing faith. Take Christ for all your need. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. We ask thee today to stamp the wonder of our glorious Savior upon every heart and conscience. Our God, we pray that after the feeble voice of man is silent, thou wilt speak on to every heart. And our God, today we plead with thee to bring the lost and the backslidden, the hurt, the wounded, the down, the depressed, the despairing, the hopeless. Bring them all to Christ today. Thank God, He has the virtue. He has the grace. He has the power to make every one of them whole. Hear our prayer. Bless thy word and give lasting fruit. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now, that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website,
letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.